Shalom to all! Today we're learning about Metziah, Perkhes, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechet, and Reziva Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. Now, in the previous Perk, we spoke about a Shoyl, a borrower, and how he's chayv for anything that happens because Kalan Ashaloi, he gets all the benefit, and therefore he's the most responsible. The only thing he's potter for that we had mentioned was Mesa Machlas Malacha, if it died while he's in the middle of doing work. And here we're going to learn about another Ptur. The Mishnah says, Ashal Sapara, Vishal Ba'aleha Ima. He borrowed a cow, and he borrowed the owner with it, which means at the time of borrowing the cow, the owner was doing some sort of work for the borrower. Or it could also be Sachar Bala Ima. He rented the owner, meaning he hired out his services along with the cow. Or it could even be Shal Sabailim. He borrowed the owner's services, meaning he asked the guy, can you come over and do some work for me? Scharon, or he hired him to do work. Ula Achakach, and afterwards, Shal Sapara, he borrowed the cow, the mesa, and then it died. Pater, the borrower's pater. Why is that? Shanamar Kaz Pasuk says, Im Ba'al of Imai, La Yishalim. If the owner is with it, he does not have to pay Aval. However, Shal Sapara, if he had first borrowed the cow, and after he officially borrowed the cow, then he borrowed the owner's services for something or other, a scharon, or he hired him out, but Mason, then the cow died, chayiv, so the borrower is chayiv to pay. Shemar, because the pasuk says, ba'al of ein imay shalom yishalim. If the owner is not with him, he has to pay. And this is considered like the owner is not with him, because he had first borrowed the cow, and only then used the owner's services. It has to be that he's using the owner's services before, or at the same time that he borrows the cow, not afterwards. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss Shaimrim. As we know, a Shaul is chayv for everything, including Aynes. Even if an unavoidable mishap happened, the borrower has to pay for that. But a Seicher, a renter, does not have to pay for Aynes. And here we're going to have cases where a person was both a Shaul and a Seicher, and then something happened. So the Mishnah tells us a Shaul Sapara, a guy borrows a cow, Shaul Chatzi Ayyim, Uschar Chatzi Ayyim. He borrowed it for half the day, but for the other half the day, he rented it. Or Shaul Ayyim, Uschar Lamachar. He borrowed it for today, but rented it for tomorrow. Or Sachar Achas, Shaul Achas. He rented one cow and borrowed another cow from the same guy. Vamesa, and in all these cases, the cow died, or a cow died in the case where he took two. Hamashal Oimer, what does the mashal, the lender, say? Sheula Mesa, the borrowed one had died. Or B'yom Shaisa Sheula Mesa, it died on the day that you had borrowed it. Or B'sha Shaisa Sheula Mesa, it died during the part of the day that it was borrowed, not during the rented part of the day. Va'ala Oimer, the other guy says, Eine Idea, I don't know, Chayiv, so he's Chayiv, because he doesn't know. This is called the Taina of Bari and Hashema. We have a Bari, he's a definite, he knows for sure that it was the borrowed one that died, and the borrower says, I don't know, he's a Shema, he's a maybe, so he's Chayiv. Well, let's say it was the other way around. Hasoicher Omer, the renter, says, Schur Mesa, I know for sure that it was the rented cow that died. Or B'yom Shaisa Schur Mesa, it was the day that I rented your cow, that's when it died. Or B'sha Shaisa Schur Mesa, it died during the part of the day that I rented it. Bahal Omer, the other one says, Any day, I don't know. In this case, Potter, the renter's Potter. Now let's say, Zah Omer Sh'ulav is Omer Schura, both of them are Bari. The owner says, I know for sure it was the borrowed one, or it was when it was borrowed. And the renter says, No, I know for sure it was the rented one, or it was when I was renting it. That's when it died. Yishava Seicher Seschur Mesa. The Seicher, he swears that it was the rented one that died, and he's Potter. And lastly, Zamer Einyadeh V'Zamer Einyadeh. If each one says, I don't know, Yachloiku, so they split the cost, because this is the case of Mamana Motel B'Safik. It's a monetary situation, that it's a Safik, we simply don't know, so they split the amount. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases with Mishnah Gimel, and on to different discussion with Mishnah Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.